This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to reform country's overall education system. Nepal receives foreign direct investments of nearly 300 billion rupees from 58 countries. Three workers die from suffocation while working inside under-construction septic tank in Nawalparasi, Bardaghat, Susta East. An Israeli military claims to have killed Hamas leader as major operation continues for third day in north of occupied West Bank. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pledged to proceed more firmly to strengthen the overall education system of the country. Addressing the 29th convocation ceremony of the Kathmandu University in Dhulikhel today, the Prime Minister reiterated that the government is committed to reforming the country's education system. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the Green Hydrogen Production and Refueling Center set up at the Kathmandu University. He also unveiled a green hydrogen-fueled car. Prime Minister Oli described the construction of the Green Hydrogen Production and Refueling Station operated by the university as an exemplary work. Chief of Kathmandu University's Nepal Hydrogen Initiatives Associate Professor Birat Singh Thapa said the green hydrogen has been produced by processing electricity with water. On a different note, Prime Minister Oli announced that online classes will be conducted across the country so that at least 70% of students could pass the Secondary Education Examinations, SEE. The Prime Minister also directed the relevant agencies to run special online classes for English, mathematics, science and other major subjects. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need for bringing yoga into wider use and practice. Addressing the self-awakening program organized by the Jivan Bigyan Samstha or Life Science Institute for the Federal Parliamentarians today, the Prime Minister said a yoga-based society is needed to achieve peace, happiness and prosperity. Nepal has received foreign direct investments of nearly 300 billion rupees from 58 countries. According to Nepal Rashtra Bank's survey report on foreign direct investment in Nepal, the total foreign direct investment Nepal received had exceeded 295,500,000,000 rupees by the end of the fiscal year 2022-2023. This is an increment of 11.8% in the foreign direct investments. Of the total foreign investment, the size of the paid up capital was 52.8%, while the reserve was 33.7% and loans was 13.5%. As of mid-July of 2023, Nepal received highest foreign direct investment amounting to 103.45 billion rupees, followed by billion rupees from India. Pardon me, please listen it again. As of mid-July of 2023, Nepal received highest foreign direct investment amounting to 103.45 billion rupees from India, followed by 35.45 billion rupees from China. Likewise, Nepal received direct investment of 22.62 billion rupees from Ireland, 19.06 billion rupees from Australia, and 18.81 billion rupees from Singapore. Of the total foreign direct investment volume, the industrial sector had owned 59.7% and service sectors received 40.2%. Three workers died due to suffocation while working inside an under-construction septic tank at Binoy Tribari Rural Municipality 7 in Nawalparasi, Bardaghat, Susta East. Police said the workers who fell unconscious inside the septic tank of the toilet of Bola Singh Chetri's under-construction house died during treatment. It is said 38-year-old Prakash Singh Chetri, 19-year-old Ganesh Bugatti and 28-year-old Mohammad Raja Binoy Tribari Rural Municipality 7 were rescued in an unconscious state. They were taken to Bhairava Medical College in Rupandehi for treatment, where doctors pronounced them dead. Meanwhile, two children died and two others were injured when an improvised explosive device exploded at Falelung Rural Municipality 5 in Pasteur District. District Police Office in Pasteur said 11-year-old Deepson and 2-year-old Prinsa, children of Dilip Shava, were injured in the blast and rushed to District Hospital in Pidim. However, they succumbed to their injuries. A police team has begun investigation at the scene of the blast. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said the government will form a separate bureau for carrying out investigation into the financial crimes in a more specialized way. Talking to journalists at the Home Ministry in Simhadhar today, Home Minister Lekhak said a separate bureau would be established for investigation with the rise in financial crimes in recent days. The Home Minister also shared preparations were also being made to finalize the draft of the bill related to the Police Act. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज MCA Nepal has signed a contract for the construction of 18 kilometers cross-border electricity transmission line. Issuing a press statement on the occasion of its year anniversary of the compact's entry into force, the MCA Nepal stated that the new milestone reflects the unwavering commitment from all stakeholders to enhancing regional energy trade between Nepal and India. The contract, valued at $12.36 billion, has been awarded to Transrail Lightning Limited, which will construct the transmission line from the 400 kV new Butwal substation in Nawalparasi Bordagat Susta West to the Nepal India border within the contract duration of 21 months. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English news. Now on to some international news updates. The Israeli military says it has killed the head of the Palestinian armed group Hamas in Jenin and two other fighters as a major operation continues for a third day in the north of the occupied West Bank. The BBC cited a statement as saying Israeli security forces encountered and eliminated Wissam Khajem in a vehicle and then carried out airstrikes on two additional terrorists while they attempted to flee. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the three men were killed overnight near the town of Jababdeh, southeast of Jenin. Palestinian media also reported that Israeli forces had withdrawn from Tulkarm after causing severe damage to buildings and infrastructure in the city's refugee camps. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military, which said on Thursday that it had killed five members of armed groups in Tulkarm, including their local leader. Germany said it carried out on Friday the first deportation of Afghans back to their home country since Taliban authorities took power in August 2021, as Berlin faces pressure to crack down on migration. AFP News Agency quoted government spokesperson Stefan Havestreit as saying in a statement that the deported were Afghan nationals, all of whom were convicted offenders who had no right to stay in Germany and against whom deportation orders had been issued. Germany completely stopped deportations to Afghanistan and closed its embassy in Kabul following the Taliban administration taking power in 2021. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the west of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to reform country's overall education system. Nepal receives foreign direct investments of nearly 300 billion rupees from 58 countries. Three workers die from suffocation while working inside under construction septic tank in Nawalparasi, Bordaghat, Susta East. And Israeli military claims to have killed Hamas leader as major operation continues for third day north of occupied West Bank. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.